Stages of insight. Question: can you explain what an insight is in regard to meditation? Is it a thought that arises that causes you to let go, or does it occur at a deeper level? Also, when a person reaches the sotapanna state of mind, is that a distinct event in time? Answer: what is an insight? There are two kinds of insight. The first kind of insight is at the intellectual level, where one has an epiphany or intellectual realization. The second kind of insight is a meditative experience of reality for what it is, a realization based on meditation practice. It is an experience, not an intellectual thought. There is no need for thoughts because one sees things as they are. There are 16 stages of insight that one realizes in the practice of mindfulness meditation. If one practices intensively for long enough, it can be expected to go through all 16 of these in order. 1. The first stage is called Namarupa Paricheda Jnana, insight into the separation between body and mind. At this stage, a meditator sees that their being is separated into two parts, one being physical and the other mental. One sees that there is no self or soul, only these two realities of the physical and mental phenomena that arise and cease every moment. 2. The second stage, Pachaya Parigaha Jnana, is seeing the nature of the physical and mental phenomena and how they work together based on cause and effect. 3. The third stage is called Samasana Jnana. This is translated as knowledge of comprehension. It is where one begins to see the three characteristics inherent in every arisen phenomenon: impermanence, suffering, and non-self, why nothing in the world is worth clinging to. The things that we thought were permanent are impermanent. The things that we thought were satisfying cannot satisfy us because they are impermanent. Further, they are not under our control, and we cannot force reality to be this way or the way we wish it to be. 4. The fourth stage is Udayabhaya Jnana, knowledge of arising and ceasing. At this stage, one is able to clearly break reality into moments of experience that arise and cease. Rather than seeing things as good or bad, one simply sees them as arising and ceasing incessantly. 5. The fifth stage is the knowledge of cessation, realizing that everything that arises must cease. Focusing on cessation impresses upon the meditator the reality of impermanence. 6. The sixth stage is Bhaya Jnana, knowledge of danger or fearsomeness. At this stage, one begins to realize that there is a problem with clinging to the impermanent. 7. The seventh stage is Adinawa Jnana, knowledge of the disadvantages of clinging. This is a direct result of experiencing the problem in the previous stage. Here, one comes to the conclusion that clinging is to blame for our precarious situation. 8. The eighth stage is Nibbida Jnana, knowledge of disenchantment. At this stage, one becomes disenchanted with reality, turning away from clinging to experiences, realizing that there is nothing in the world which is really unique, exceptional, or special in any way. One begins to see that in the end, it is all just seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, or thinking. One begins to turn away from arisen phenomena, realizing that happiness does not lie in anything that arises. 9. The ninth stage is Munchitu Kamyata Jnana, knowledge of desire for release or freedom. At this stage, the meditator begins to actively move away from arisen experience, no longer looking into external objects for peace and happiness. 10. The tenth stage is Patisankha Jnana. It involves honest, objective introspection based on the earlier realizations that free the meditator from active bias. Patisankha means going over everything again, this time with an unbiased perspective, trying to see where exactly you are clinging rather than where you can find happiness. 11. The 11th stage is Sankarupeka Jnana, knowledge of equanimity. As your perception changes, instead of trying to find happiness in experiences, your mind begins to feel equanimous in regard to all arisen phenomena. The mind in this stage is finely tuned and alert, interacting with experience without reacting to it. This is the pinnacle of mundane insight. 12. After Sankarupeka Jnana, there arises several knowledges in succession. The next one is Anuloma Jnana, where the mind reaches its finest point. It is the consummation of insight where the mind is so finely tuned that you are able to see things exactly as they are. This is the moment of clarity that we are aiming for. Anuloma Jnana means a mind that goes with the grain of truth as opposed to going against the grain. It means being finally in tune with the way things are. This knowledge is just a brief moment in time. 13. The next knowledge is called Bodhicitta Jnana, wherein one changes one's lineage. Changes of lineage means changing one's state of mind from being an ordinary human being to being one who has realized the ultimate truth. This stage marks the division between the last moment of Anuloma Jnana and the moment after. 14. The next moment is called Magga Jnana, attainment of the path where one's mind goes inward rather than following a path outward. Magga Jnana is the path inward, the first moment of freedom from suffering. 15. The moments that follow are called Phala Jnana, realizing of the fruits of the path. They have the same nature as the first moment, but are called fruits because the first moment has already brought about freedom. 16. The final stage is called Pachawekana Jnana, wherein one reflects upon the previous stages. After emerging from the realization of Nibbana, one reflects on the results, seeing what has changed in the mind as a result of that realizing. Sotapanna is attained at the moment of realizing the 14th stage of insight, Magga Jnana, for the first time. Once one attains that stage, one is said to be the first type of enlightened. The name for this is Sotapi Magga, realization of the path of Sotapanna. The next moment, with the attainment of Phala Jnana, one becomes the second type of holy person called Sotapanna. Patiphala or fruition of Sotapanna. From that moment on, one is considered to be a Sotapanna, one who has entered the stream. The meaning is that these realizations have fundamentally changed the person's outlook on reality. There is no going back to an ordinary state of being for that person. They are considered to have entered the stream to freedom from suffering and will be born a maximum of 7 more lifetimes in samsara.